Aidan, it's a busy weekend up ahead with the Donegal game. You also have the Donegal rally, and I suppose your message today is you're trying to rally the supporters to get out and come along to what's a big game on Friday night.
It is definitely, Jeremy. First of all, you know, we will be wishing the county team all the best in the big game against Tyrone on Sunday, and it's fantastic for Donegal Sport when everybody does well, and also with the good luck to the best wishes to the organisers of the Donegal Rally, it brings in fantastic revenue for the county. For our own part, yes, we have a big game against Shamrock Rovers on Friday. When we were in the first division, we were really looking forward to getting these really big clubs up to Finn Park, and Shamrock Rovers would certainly be considered, I suppose, one of the giants of Irish football. So we've been going well, Jim. We're unbeaten now, 3-4 games, but the serious stuff starts now with the second half of the season, and it promises to be a really good match. We've scored 6 goals in our last 2 home games. I think people are going to see some really good attacking football and some really quality players on visiting from Shamrock Rovers. So we're hoping everybody just comes out and gets behind the lads now. On Friday, kickoff is 8 at Finn Park.
Yeah, and I think the message today is that the supporters, Aidan, they really do have a big part to play in helping Harps through what's a hugely important period of the season.
You can't overstate it, Jermaine. The support in Sligo was tremendous, and the supporters made a lot of noise, kept behind the lads. Ollie just alluded to it in his interview, and he said, you know, it really helped the guys get over the line. And from every perspective, financially, and just that atmosphere from and back and from the terraces, and means a lot to the team. There's a lot of young players out there. I think it's been mentioned, or certainly was today, that it would probably be the club's biggest ever achievement if we managed to stay in this league this year. It is going to be a massive challenge, but if people can stick with us and come out and support us, it will be of an absolute massive help. You could not overstate it.
The situation in terms of finances, Aidan, there's different ways of looking at it. Ollie referred to the fact that he wants to go and get new players in to add to his squad for the run. And from a committee point of view, where are you sat in terms of being able to supply Ollie with an adequate budget?
It's very difficult, to be honest, Jeremy. I mean, costs go up into when you go into the Premier Division. We're one of a number of part-time clubs, and but you know, a couple of players have left since the league started, and you know, Ollie really needs probably a couple more bodies, and due to, you know, injury suspensions, and you know, he's looking ahead to the rest of the league, and he's obviously looking at other players, taking team players in. So we will try and support him where we can, but we can only do that when we get the support from the supporters, Jermaine. So that's why it's so vital that people come out to the game against Shamrock Rovers and maybe help the club out with fundraisers. So we can give Ollie and the squad a fighting chance going into the second half of the season.
Yeah, and aside from the revenue that's taken in from gate receipts, there's so much other work goes on behind the scenes, and various fundraisers being organised. There's a few more planned as well over the coming weeks.
There is. I think it's important to, you know, to let people know, Jeremy, that the gates historically cover about a quarter of what you spend, and we have to go find the rest. And it's a huge challenge, but people have been very good, sponsors and supporters supporting us. But so yeah, there's a lot of ways people can help. We've got a draw coming out now, but some great prizes for the summer. And we also have just our lotto and those type of things where people can support us. We've got a 5K on July 11th. So we're hoping that people recognize that the great work that's going in by the management and players, and they support our forthcoming fundraisers.
Shamrock Rovers on Friday night, then it's away to Dundalk, and then the next home game is the North West Derby with Derry City, and we heard this afternoon that there's some doubt about that fixture for that Friday night, Aidan.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Derry are playing the UEFA Cup, and we accept that. It's vital they get the best preparation possible. They'll be representing themselves in the League of Ireland. So we are waiting to hear news next week, Jeremy, when that match will be rescheduled. For it was originally down for Friday, June 30th, but we're probably hoping it's the following Sunday, you know. But we'll wait to hear news from the league. It will talk to us and Derry City, and they'll come back to us with a date.
Can we take it that it won't be on that Friday night anyway?
Yeah, you can, yeah.